Kindergarten daf and set this chagiga daf zayin begin the manal begin the tzaynasta begin with the gemara but bikurim ain l'shir and the first fruits it doesn't have a measurement lo lamala lo lamata not how much not how little. Now, how the parach b'yerushalmi after this sugya is brought in the Yerushalmi, they subsequently ask Rebbe Lechi asked the following question: Lamali tanin, why didn't we learn some other cases that could have been listed also? Which cases? Offer l'saita, the amount of earth used for the drink of the suspected adulterous woman. Doesn't say how much, not how little. Or efer para, or the ashes of for the paraduma waters. Or rik yivama, or how much spittle does yivama have to spit. Or dam tzibah shel mitzayir, or regarding how much blood of the bird used in the purification of the mitzayir. So why are those also not mentioned? So Mabisi says, le'yasinam b'masnitin, because we didn't bring in the Mishnah in Peah el debarim, and only things that you're adding on, mitzvah, and in doing it and adding on, like giving pay to a poor person, all those things are a mitzvah. But these things, although yeah, you could add on, there's no minimum, no maximum, but in mitzvah, there's no mitzvah in doing them, and they're not mentioned in these things that ain't mashir. Next is not to begin with the Gemara. It's also one of the things that ain't mashir. Now, Bishami, they bring Hadatem Bagufa. This was only said regarding doing kindness to one's own body. But regarding a person's money, then there is a measurement because a person should not disperse more than a fifth of his money. Now, regarding visiting the sick, that also does not have a measurement. So why doesn't it mention it? Because that was included in the general category of acts of kindness. Next says, "Mouth the beginning of the Gemara." On the line, we thought to say the Yesh Leishir Lamata. This that we said the Reoyin does not have a share. It meant does not have a share for how much, but it would have a minimum, as we say in the Mishnah, of a Mal Kesef. Now, what's problematic is then this would be dissimilar to all the other cases. It does not have a share Lamata Lamata. Says Taisin, no, but Sfir Le, then he would hold Keidach Tan B'Yisham like the other Tan. The Yishami, the Chasha paid the Yesh Leishir Lamata. The pay is also the 60th. Is not rabbinic, but it's actually biblical. That it does have a share for how little, just not how much. So then it wouldn't be the one out, and wouldn't be so difficult to say that we thought it has a share Lamata, even though it does not have a share Lamala. Next says Master beginning with the Gemara Bichonam. He says, what does it mean? Haroyin in l'mashir means Riyas Pan Bazar, means showing one's face in the courtyard. Now, there's two ways of explaining what this Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish is. Either regarding, do you have to bring a carbon every time you show your face, the way our Gemara explains it, or regarding the value of the carbon, which is the one more, two more, and that's how the Yerushalmi explains it. So Tzitzis explains these two ways, first bringing the interpretation of the Yerushalmi. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan says, as our Devar Maschal says, that the Ri'is Pan Bazar does not have a shear. So what does that mean? Keeping the Aisib Ri'iyachad the Zimna, because once you brought a carbon by appearing one time, so mifta b'kachim yirtza, it exempts if he wants to. Oh, yavi kamosh yirtza, he can bring as he wants to. Ah, well, re'is pan b'karbon, but regarding the showing one's face with the carbon, meaning regarding the monetary value of the carbon, that yesh leishir, that does have a measurement. Because it's re'ilab yichim, yichim holds mo' kesef, b'shtei kesef, this halacha of the one or the two silver mo' is there aisa, it's a biblical halacha. V'ach yisib yishamah, the Maseches Peah, and this is how Yishamah explains the Maseches Peah. The Masnitin, the Mishnah, is Bereiya. This we said that there's no measurement, is talking about showing your face into the Azar. But carbon, yesh leishir, but regarding the carbon, the value, it does have a measurement. Because Amar Bichon, this is Mal Kesef, Shtei Kesef, Dei Daisa. This halacha of one or two silver ma is a biblical halacha. Additionally, it says in the Sugya, that Rabbi Yochanan Kedaiter, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his opinion, that he says, all the measurements are all halacha mashma sinai, which is Dei Raisa. And Amar Mal Kesef, Shtei Kesef, Dei Raisa, and the priest says that the ma, or the two ma of Kesef, is biblical. Now, Shlakish, the Mukhla B'ri's Pan Makar, Makhundar Shlakish, that he explains this, the Inl Mashir, is regarding showing your face with a carbon, meaning that even for the monetary value of the carbon, there is no Shir Midaraisa. You have to say that's really Kedeb, the Gir says, Oishia. The Midari says, Mokhasev, Shtekhasev, is Rabban. That's only Rabbinic law. Chinam Hasim, so he says over there, when it says in the Pasik, Loyor Panai, that you shouldn't see it empty handed, meaning is Kalshu, is minute amount. And that's the biblical halacha. But the rabbis, they're the ones, the sages who gave it the shear of one or two silver ma. That's how Yerushalmi explains this. But our Talmud Bavli does not prefer to say that Ri'is Pan B'Karbon of Rabbi Yochanan means for the monetary value of the carbon. Rather, it's regarding bringing the carbon. Rather, according to the first version of our Gemara, it sounds like the Boy Lameimah, the Gemara wanted to say, the Masnitin Mari Av B'Moed, that Our Mishnah is talking about even on the Yamtiv. So Hilchach Lematzi Lo'okam B'riyas Karbon. So therefore, you couldn't explain it regarding appearing with a carbon because the Azla Mechayev Klal Lahavi. Because then the person not obligated, meaning on Chol HaMoed, on the Moed, because then no one's obligated to bring a carbon because already brought the previous day. Abriyas Panim, but regarding showing your face, Mechayev Lo'okam Chadazimna. So that you do have to come at least one time. And Umisham Vahala in Lashir, but from that point on, there's no measurement. You can come as many times as you want and fulfill the mitzvah b'riya, in contrast to the carbon that you already did. So you can't bring any more carbonus b'riya anymore. So even though you could bring other carbonus, but that would be nadava, that wouldn't be the oilus b'riya. Shlakasham, he says, no, the masnit nam b'riya is part of the carbon. No, the Mishnah also is talking about that doesn't have a shir by showing your face with the carbon, meaning the mechayev lahavik that you actually, according to the first version, that you have to bring it. But still you have to say this taisis, that even according to our Gemara, the holds re-spun the carbon means to bring a carbon, not for the value of the carbon, but still you would have to say like the Yerushalmi said in Rish Lakish, the Svirlei Kereb Oishia, that Rish Lakish obviously has a whole like Reb Oishia, that the Shir Mo Kesem Shtei Kesem is Rabban, like the best I can explain, Kedesh Le Yishir Klal, that it shouldn't have for the carbon any measurement at all, not for being the carbon, and not for the value of the carbon. And but this is all according to the first version of the Gemara, Lashnakama. But the Gemara then asked on Rish Lakish, from Mani Bechidim Afat Bechidim. So then the Gemara said, in the Lishna Basta, change it. And that Tosfos comes to explain now. Idach Lishna, according to the second version of the Gemara, the Asav Aisi Babiyam Kama, that we're talking about where he's coming and he's bringing on that same day where Rabbi Yechon holds that the Lomi Kablinan, we're not going to accept from him anymore. Mishum Bal Tosfos, because you're not going to add on anymore. Rish Lakish holds, no, there's no problem. Now, even though Rabbi Yechon holds that there's a problem Bal Tosfos, that's only on that same day itself, because keeping the kfar nafik, you're ready to fulfill this obligation. But the next day, and the day after that. So then Rabbi Yechon would agree that motzi lahavi, it's he's able to bring him yitz if he wants to. Now, and the pasuk did not exempt from yiri yirah of mani bechinam, that which is I do it free, so too you could do it free. That's only rak bechiyuva. That's only regarding the obligation. Avli Maisi, but if you would bring it up Makablin, then we would accept it from him. So too, it sounds like from the previous wording, which said the Asab Aisi Bishar Yomi, where he comes and he doesn't bring it on the other days, that's what the Machlik Rabbi Yechon Shlakish is, that Bulay Plug Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon doesn't disagree, Rak Delim Mechayv Lasui, only that you don't have to bring. Avli Maisi, but if you bring Makablin Shabbat, that we actually would accept. Another proof that if he wants to bring, we accept it, is Rish Shlakish, that although he got refuted from the first version, only became refuted regarding this, that he says that you're obligated. But that can't be, because we said at some point it could be bechinam. But and sounds like that, but the pasuk doesn't obligate him. But most definitely, if a person wants to bring that we would accept from him. But says Taisav, now you can't compare what our Gemara says in Rabbi Yechonah that it does have a shir. Lahid Yerushalmi in Rabbi Yechon's opinion. Because the Hassam over there, Milmata Mairi, they're talking about that regarding the minimum, and the gear says Vidimeha carbon, and the monetary value of the carbon. And therefore it's talking about the minimum that you have to bring. Here in our Gemara, when Rabbi Yechon says that there is a shir, he's talking about regarding bringing the carbon, not regarding the monetary value of the carbon. Now, actually, Taisa wants to say now that Vimnovi Lahashvaisim Yachad. Taisa entertains the ability about saying that actually the approach of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is the same thing. And actually, it's interdependent. Birchna, who holds that the carbon has a shear, yeah, his intent is both for bringing the carbon and and also regarding the monetary value of the carbon. Where he holds that, yeah, the share of Malkasev is biblical. Shlakish holds that there's no share for a carbon, is both regarding bringing the carbon, that even on the first day you can bring as much as you want, and also regarding the monetary value of the carbon, because all the Kribashia, that the shirim are only rabbinic. So he says, because hala carbon, yeshle shir lamata kadisa b'yashami, that we say regarding Rabbi Yechonon, although we say in lo shir, that's regarding Reis Pan Bazar, but regarding the carbon that he says there is a shir for how little you can spend, Kedisa B'Sham like the Yishami brought. So Bachanami, so too dinu, the logic would be shishli shir bavasai. There'd be a measurement for regarding bringing it. Iboi maisi, if he wants to bring, imikablin mene your life, we accept it from him or not. Like the way our Gemara holds in Rabbi Yechanan, that once you brought your carbon, you cannot bring anymore that same day, because you already filled the obligation, it would be baltaisim. So Rish Lakash, who holds that regarding the carbon, there's no shir, that's both regarding the value of the carbon, like Rabbi Yishya, which is brought in Yerushalmi, and also regarding how many times you can bring it if you want to, like the Bavli says. But says Taisus Miu Lefi Loshni Yerushalmi, but according to the warning Yerushalmi, Leidana Hechem Mukila Masnid. I don't know how they can explain the Mishnah, but he is Pan Bazar about showing your face in the courtyard, because according to the Yerushalmi holds that this that it says in the Mishnah in on the Shir is talking about Riz Pan Bazar and Valeba Carbon and not about the carbon, is because Mishum Sheishla Shir, because you say it has a minimum measurement Kirbi Yechidon, who holds that, yeah, the Mokes and Shtekes is Dereisa, but our Mishnah is talking about things that don't have a share at all. Now, Taisa asks, what's the proof of this? B'chashav Peya Shishla Shir Lamata. Mentions in the Mishnah that Peya, even though it does have a measurement for the minimum, like we had said before, because there is an opinion that holds that the 60th that you have to give from the field is biblical for the Shir of Peya, and the Mishnah is saying, Peya Inlo Shir, the intent is how much, what's called a Malo, so too, it's possible to say, something for Rabbi Yechanan, that Urein and Lashir is Lamala, but Lamata, there would be a Shir. So how could the Yishami prove that the Mishnah is not talking about by Karban Riyah, only Riyah is Pan Bazara? So he says, Shema, and the Kirsa takes out the Aleph, Shema, or the Bayib, and maybe the Yishami wanted Liashvay to resolve Lamasnit into the Mishnah Kedibakal, like everyone. And that is Afketano, even like the Tandama that says, Payin Lashir Lamala, but Loy Lamata. And that the share of the 60th is only rabbinic, so matukma, but he's pon luchol Rabbi Yechanan, and therefore they explain Rabbi Yechanan only regarding showing your face that there's no share, not lamala v'lamata. Again, because regarding carbon they hold otherwise, and that would be therefore like peilam bikurim that don't have a share at all. Carry nearly hapirish dach matzah. So that's how it appears to me how to explain this sugya. So, yeah.